What did you use to guide you? Was it your heart? Or some would say, oh, I just followed my gut. Or did you ask, what would God have me do? What's God's plan? What's God's choice? These last weeks of the Lenten season, and now as we celebrate Easter, we've been focusing on those crossroads that we all face each and every day, and some of the signs that are there. Signs, if you will, from God that says, this is the direction to go in. This is the way to go. As the psalmist says, follow it. We've looked at a number of different individuals. We've talked with a number of different individuals who were Jesus' friends. One was Jesus' ancestor, King David. We've talked to some of Jesus' followers, Peter, John, Simon the Zealot. We've even talked to the traitor, Judas. And we've had a chance to talk with Jesus' mother, Mary. But this morning we have a chance to talk with the one person that is possibly the most unique of all of Jesus' followers and her experience there on Easter morning, Mary Magdalene. Because Mary was the first one at the tomb. And she was the first one that Jesus said, I have a path for you to follow. Some have even called Mary the first apostle of many, because apostle simply means a witness, someone who is given a message to deliver. And so we're honored this morning to be able to have a time to chat with Mary, and I'm going to invite Mary Magdalene to come up here with me and to sit, and we'll have some dialogue. Welcome, Mary. You seem rather happy and bright and cheery today. You know, you're fairly well known to us from what we read in the scriptures, but I'd have to be honest that there's also a lot of misinformation out there, I think, about you. Well, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. I was an early follower of Jesus. I came from a hard life. My husband had died early in our marriage and left me what some people would call well off. But my life as a widow was hard. Many people were jealous. Even my so-called friends turned against me. They spread stories that I was living an immoral life. And these stories not only ruined my reputation, but made me an outcast.
So with all of that, yet you followed Jesus. So how did that come about?
I heard him teach and I saw his miracles. I thought he might be the one to answer the questions about my life and help heal my pain the way he did for those with physical complaints.
And did he do that for you?
Well, he gave me hope, but it was kind of a wishful hope. In some ways, he disappointed me. He didn't correct the evil stories that went around about me, and he didn't seem to do anything about the evil that surrounded us. The Romans still oppressed us. The religious leaders still cheated and troubled us.
I see. So you were disappointed, but you were also still a follower of him. And you were with the others when he was crucified. You saw him put to death, right?
Yes, and at that point, my life really did come apart. I had followed him, I trusted him, and there he was at the mercy of the hated Romans, mocked by the religious leaders. I had hoped that it would be the other way, that he would bring peace to our land and peace to my soul.
And so did that peace for you, did that ever come?
Yes, But it was when I had given up on him. I was there in the garden looking for his body so I could help with his burial and maybe remember him. I was crushed. You can't know how broken my spirit was at that time. I was desperate.
And yet now, yet here you are sharing joy with us. So what changed?
Here's the miracle. The miracle I would like to share with you on this Easter morning. I didn't find him. He found me. He came to me even when I was so broken I could not recognize him. He came to me, spoke my name, healed my spirit, and changed my whole life.
That's amazing. And with the speaking, just with the speaking of your name?
Don't you see? He knew what I needed. He knew where I was. He came and by his resurrection made everything new for me. And he will do it for you, too.
Everything?
At that point, I knew I could stop searching for him, for meaning, for all the things I needed to fulfill my life. Then I knew that my life was caught up in him. He made me whole and gave me a challenge.
A challenge? What kind of challenge?
I knew that my purpose in life now was to tell what he had done, what he had done for me. Don't you see? Easter, the resurrection, it's not just a miraculous event. It is a life-changing crossroads for all of us. In the risen Christ, we are found at all the stopping places of life, all the dead ends, and called to a new life by the one who purchased and gifted new life for us.
Well, Jesus, the risen Christ, did send us to teach that new life that he's given us. When he said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you." And then he said, "And behold, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age."
There it is, our Easter challenge and promise. He sends even you and me to be his witnesses, and he promises to be with us, to keep on being with us, to keep on coming after us, picking us up and sending us again to the end of age.
Well, amen to that. Thank you, Mary, for being here with us this morning. It's been good to get the whole story, the true story about you and from you. Well, may God continue to bless you and your calling to follow and to proclaim Jesus. Thank you.